Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. We got the face of SNY, Mark Melusis, filling in today for Evan. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. I'm live,
what's
of course.
What's up, Joe?
Well, first of all, let me just say this now, Moose. I'm live from the hills of Bergen County here in Mahwah, New Jersey. It's
nice.
Actually not snowing today. And Moose, live and in living color from the Mike Francesa Studios, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. Dove Kramer and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And now we welcome in the hardest. This guy, there is no. I mean, I can't turn on the TV or the radio when I've seen this guy.
Joe, you got to hustle. You know that.
Hustle?
I got three boys at home. Jackson's
like
playing Paul hockey.
Newman in the old movie, you know, about the Minnesota Fats.
That's it. You got to hustle.
King of hustlers.
You got to hustle.
The guy's got his own morning show. Now, the guy's doing 7 hours of radio today.
Yeah.
I think he's hosting The View later on. He's going to be between Joy
no
Behar
politics,
and Whoopi
Joe.
Goldberg.
I'll leave that to Evan. Evan
good
can talk politics.
With that. I don't think he wants to be there either. Anyway, the guy is every SNY. I mean, God, I mean, you know, occasionally you like to see Taylor Rooks on SNY and not you. You know what I mean?
Taylor's there.
I see you more than her.
Well,
you're everywhere. You're hosting Sports Night. Let me give you the lineup. First of all, the guy's got his own show on the CBS Morning Network now.
With Taz, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
6 to 9. He's doing that. So the guy never sleeps. We know that already. Then he's doing – we see him host Sports Night. We see him on Loudmouths. We see him on Daily News Live. We see him on, you know, baseball night in New York or whatever they call it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well,
the guy, you do that football show with Landetta or whoever it is, David Deal that you do.
I do Deal on Sundays, right. And then Landetta appearances at Resorts World, NYC, casino.
Oh, my God. Did your wife ever see you?
We see each other on weekends.
Boy,
we got date
boy.
Night tomorrow night. We've been looking forward to this for about two weeks, Joe.
Date night tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to a nice steakhouse tomorrow night.
Wow.
We got my mother-in-law is going to watch the boys. We got to make sure they're all bathed up, ready to go. They have their eat. And then Donna and I are going out to dinner tomorrow night.
Wow. How about that? It's amazing that you see her enough that you got three kids. I mean, it's a stunning development,
Joe,
bro.
I've told you this before. It doesn't last that long. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. My wife is mumbling stuff here in the back. I don't know. Oh, here we go. Now I'm in trouble. See? Now I'm in trouble, Moose. You had to bring that up? You know what my wife says to me?
What?
My wife, who, by the way, she's the same because.
Tell Terry I said hello.
Hello, Terry, says Moose. Hello. She says, I'll take a date night. She's ready to hit me over the head.
I'm sure. You know, I'm sure.
Tell you, for the last 3 weeks, it's like all she's heard me do is complain. So she's like, you know, all right, enough already, please.
How are you feeling, by the way? Everything good?
You know what? As I've said, you know, it's been harder this time. There's no doubt about it for a number of reasons. But, you know, I'm getting there. I'll be there, as I said, my target date to be back is the last week, you know, the opening week of baseball. So that's kind of the week I'm looking to be back. You know, I'll definitely be there for opening day at Yankee Stadium April 2nd.
Nice.
You know, whether I got to crawl there, but I'll be there for that. So we're getting there, bro. We're getting there.
Now, are you working on your putting while you're sitting?
You know
at
what,
home?
Bro? I'm watching a lot of golf. I tell you, you know, I know we're you know tie about Tiger. I don't know if you watched any.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the guy, and Jerry says he's playing now, and he's 3 under par. He was only 2 shots off the lead. I tell you, I watched him at the Honda Classic, too. He is playing well. I mean,
he's playing really well.
If he can get his putting a little better, look out. Look out, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I'll tell you, golf needs it, Joe.
Yes, I agree with you.
We can look at Justin Thomas. You can look at Spieth.
Yes.
I mean,
yep.
Tiger's Tiger.
Dustin Johnson. You can look at all these guys.
Rory McIlroy.
Well, he hasn't played well at all.
No, he's played terribly.
Right.
But everyone thought he was going to be the next thing. Got all that money from Nike, changed his clubs, has never been the same.
Yep.
The game needs Tiger. Because when Tiger's on the course, you're talking about it. You're watching it.
No doubt.
You don't care if it's Justin Thomas that's 3 under par here on a Friday morning.
Right.
You care that Tiger is. And I'll tell you, you're right. I mean, he doesn't look exactly the same, but if you're watching his approach shots and his iron play now, he's starting to round into form, which is getting you excited about the Masters come April.
I completely agree. And, you know, we'll see. You know, maybe he could win this tournament this weekend. He's playing next week as well at Bay Hill, you know, Arnold Palmer's tournament. I agree with you, man, and the crowds get it. You know, it's funny. You look at Tiger from years ago when he was the man, and he was, you know, maybe the greatest golfer that ever lived. To me, it's either him and Nicklaus, either one, whatever way you want to go. But, you know, when you look back at what he did then, and I don't know if he was such a beloved figure. Now, he's become like a beloved guy now. It's amazing, the transformation, you know, since the fall from grace, if you will.
You know why, Joe? I think it's all true. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah,
I think the golf fan misses Tiger Woods. I think they miss his presence on the course. I think that maybe at certain points, maybe he was a little oversaturated with the coverage, tiger-proofing courses, out-driving everybody,
just
the physical marvel that Tiger Woods was. To where you would literally, if you were out in Las Vegas going into a major and Tiger was 2-1 against the rest of the field, you take Tiger Woods at 2-1.
And that's bet you would get. You would get Tiger and you get the rest of the field at whatever against Tiger, everybody else.
Right, that's exactly right.
Yep.
And you would feel good about taking Tiger Woods when he was at his peak. But because he's gone through everything that he's gone through, because his body has broken down, he's gone through the injuries, I think it's humanized Tiger a little bit. Clearly has humbled him a little bit.
No question.
To where now you look at him, you don't look at him as the same presence, but you need his presence in the golf game.
No question. And could you imagine, you know, and Phil's been playing great. He won that tournament last week in Mexico. He had three other top 10 finishes so far this year. Could you imagine Tiger and Phil going down? You know, there they are, the last six holes at the Masters, and these guys are like neck and neck to win that tournament. Could you imagine what the ratings would be for CBS?
Oh, it'd be off the
Tiger
charts.
And Phil?
It would
oh
be off
God.
The charts. Phil in his late 40s, and that tournament last week, he showed you a little something, too.
No question.
Thomas
goes
16 under on the last two rounds.
Well, he holds out. How about the Thomas hold out on 18?
On 18. Amazing. So he posts the score at 16 under, and Phil catches him, has an opportunity to win it on the 18th, does it, and then wins it in the playoff.
No question.
Give Mickelson a lot of credit because it had been, 96 tournaments, I believe, since he won the British Open.
Right.
So it had been a while.
Yeah,
it had been a while for Phil that he had actually been victorious. He'd had top 10s, top 5s. He's never won anything. Last week he finally wins it. I agree with you. It would be absolutely great. The first major of the year, Masters, down at Augusta.
Yep.
If you have Phil wearing the all black on a Sunday,
Tiger
wearing the red shirt on a Sunday, both in contention, top five, how great would that be?
Even Chernoff might watch it. Man, maybe not. He's probably screaming right now that we're actually talking 10 minutes of golf already. What are you doing? Can you stop already? Talk wrestling, anything but golf. You know, even maybe hockey.
You know, we got plenty of time. How you doing with the extra hour, Joe?
You know, I'm doing all right with it. You know, it's fine. I got no problem with it. It's, it is what it is. You know, that's it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I got you.
It's
so you're
good.
On the mend. You're feeling good. You're watching a little Tiger.
I'm watching Tiger. I've been watching the, a little bit of the college basketball, a little bit of the Big East. St. John's yesterday. Well, they had no shot, bro. I mean, you know, the Big Ten did it right. You know, they had kind of everybody on the line they were playing. If you played, you know, at 6:30 at night, you played at 6:30 at night the next night. You can't have them playing 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night and then turn around on a Thursday afternoon at noon and they got to play basically the number one team in the country. I mean,
Joe,
what are you
14
doing?
Hours later, you're rolling St. John's, who played well in the first half, 4-point
they
game
did.
Against Xavier.
They
you
did.
Know, Xavier, conceivably speaking, when the bracket's going to unveil on Sunday night, could be the number one overall seed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is the number one, basically the number one team in the country.
Right. And they get their doors blown off in the second half. They had no legs. And listen, they
missed shots, right. And Mullen right. talked about it after the game. They missed shots. They had an opportunity to make, and they missed it. But you can't do that. I mean, if you're rolling out and Mullen didn't make any excuses. He said that's what happens when you're the 9 seed. I get that, but that's a bad job by the Big East tournament. If you want to give St. John's any sort of a chance to keep that game
Absolutely.
Close, who the hell wants to watch a 28-point blowout in the second half and St. John's getting their doors blown off? You cannot roll them back out there 14 hours later. You just can't do it.
No, it's a horrible job. I completely agree. And we're going to have John Rothstein, of course, the king, the maven of college basketball. He will join us. Let me ask you this while we're talking college hoops. You're a Syracuse guy. You think they get in?
No, I don't. I don't. They're just not enough quality wins. They beat Clemson at home. Louisville on the road. I think they lost too many games in the ACC that they should have won. I think the it would have been – here's where I think they would have won. Not the Carolina game in the ACC tournament. If they beat Carolina at home, Carrier Dome late in the regular season, I think we talk about Syracuse being in the NCAA tournament as an at-large team. There's just not enough quality wins. I hate to say it, but I think their bubble burst. I think they needed to beat Carolina, at the Barclays Center. It just didn't happen.
Right, right. Well, we'll see. Like I said, we'll have Rothstein.
You think they're in?
No. I would say they're not in. I would say they're not in.
It's a strange college.
You know what? The one thing I will say, though, you know, Boeheim, Syracuse sells. Syracuse does sell. So you never know from that aspect. You know
well,
what I mean?
Right. I get it. I hate the way that they're unveiling these teams on Sunday night. Two hours TBS. You get the 68 teams first.
And then you get the matchups.
And then you give me the regions. Why are they doing that?
You know why. So they keep you glued to it. So that's more time that you're going to watch it. Isn't that really the reason? Why
else
would
they
do it? Yeah,
but can you drag the brackets out every 15 minutes? You give me a new bracket, and then you take the extra hour on TBS from 7 to 8 to give me Charles Barkley's thoughts, who's never watched college basketball all season long.
Well, he might have watched the Auburn this year because he had a good year.
That's exactly right.
Maybe
he feels
he did.
For Chuck Person. Anyway, can't they do that? Why do you need to give me all 68 to find out if St. Mary's got in as an at-large or Syracuse? Then they're going to go region by region? It's too drawn out.
Yeah, well, look, you know, you know the deal, man. It's all about ratings. It's all about keeping people watching it. And that's it. It comes down to that. It really does.
Now, give me a feel. Right now, are you home on a lounger? Where do you do the show
from? I am sitting on my Lazy Boy recliner. That's where I have done all the shows. Yes, that's exactly where I am.
Nice.
I look horrible. I mean, when I tell you, I haven't shaved since I got the operation, which is 3 weeks ago yesterday. I kind of look like I haven't got a haircut in a while. I kind of look like Moses at the burning bush, as I keep saying.
So you had the hip surgery, and now you look like a recluse.
I think I'm a little there's a little bit of a Howard Hughes feel to me at this.
Are you at least trimming your nails?
I'm taking showers. No, I'm washing. come on, bro. I'm not sitting here like the king of grunge boys. do I look good? No, I look horrible. I mean, I don't know if I look worse or feel worse. It's a tough call.
Well, hang in there. We're taking it right.
Thank
up
God
until
you
two.
Can't see me. If you were on TV, we'd be in trouble.
Oh, Joe, it'd be great. What do you mean?
Yeah, great.
You talk about ratings, it would be fantastic.
Yeah, let me see how bad Beningo looks. Oh, I'm sitting here in my Jet sweatshirt, my sweatpants. Oh my God, my hospital socks. I look great.
Oh, you're painting some scene, Joe.
Yeah, it's not a pretty picture.
Terry, God bless.
Oh, I'm telling you, my wife is the same. She's going out today. She's got to do something for her golf league today. She can't wait to go.
I would imagine
she's been chomping at the bits since 6:30 this morning.
Well, I imagine
I'm getting away from them today.
Right,
she's very excited.
When you hop on the air at 10 a.m., Joe, and put that headset on, Terry's like, "I got 4 hours of freedom."
Yeah. Well, you know what? Basically, she sits here and just kind of monitors things, but she's giddy. she's very giddy, my wife. God bless her. She's a saint. There's no doubt about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.